keep it 100 every day.
Shot. Need the facts and stats. Who do you call? Bringing the fire, bringing the heat, we bring it to y'all. Calling for Frank, you calling for D, you calling for ball. Call for them all. Look how they ball, documented, proving the score. No matter the topic of conversation, call up. You gotta be patient. The love is embracing. Don't deal with the hate. Don't know what you facing. Every Monday, 11 to 1, we'll be there if you patiently waiting.
Bring the heat, bring the heat, bring the fire,
bring the fire.
Keep it 100 every day.
What it do? It's your boy, Sports Rap CEO, in the building. You know where I'm at. I don't need to tell y'all every week, but I do anyway. Facebook Sports Rap Podcast LLC is the group page right here. And also on Instagram, where I'm also live simultaneously, Sports Rap CEO, at Sports Rap CEO, where you can get me. You can also get me on the mobile app, now available on iOS, as well as the Google Play Store for you Android folks. So you can tune in if you're on your way home, if you are just getting off work, doing what you're doing. Make sure you pop in and check me out. Or if you're still at work, the link is in the bio on Instagram. Or if you got to get on Facebook in the group description, the link for the tune in is there as well. All right. So Coach Rich, always tuned in. Thank you so much. I appreciate the support, the continued support. Blessings to you, and thank you so much. Folks, you know, it's playoff time in the NBA. We're going to talk about that in a second. But you know what we do? I got some scores for you. Give you some NHL scores, some Major League Baseball scores, and we're going to get to some NBA playoff scores. And then we're going to talk some NBA playoffs. And we're going to try and squeeze in a little bit of NFL football since the draft is coming up this week. So let's get to it. In Major League Baseball, the Rays and the Yankees. The Yankees at home. The Yankees take that 5-4. The Astros get blanked by the Nationals 6-0. The White Sox fall to the Phillies. Go Phils 8-2. The Red Sox get by the Pirates 6-1. The A's fall to the Guardians 6-2. The Angels get blanked by the Reds 3-0. The Orioles blank the Royals 5-0. The Tigers get past the Twins 6-1. The Brewers and another shutout blank the Cardinals 2-0. Marlins get by the Cubs 6-3. The Mariners The Mariners fall to the Rockies 2-1 in 10 innings. The Diamondbacks get up on the Dodgers 5-3. The Mets get blanked and get blanked good by the Dodgers in LA 10-0. The Blue Jays get doubled up on by the Padres. The Padres take that 6-3. The Braves fall to the Rangers 6-4. And the Mariners 10-2 over the Rockies. In the NHL playoffs, game ones all the way around yesterday. The Lightning fall to the Panthers 3-2. The Capitals fall to the Rangers 4-1. In a heavy scoring game, the Avalanche and the Jets. The Jets take that 7-6, and the Canucks get by the Predators 4-2. In the UFL one game yesterday, the Roughnecks get by the Renegades 17-9. So, in the NBA playoffs, the real playoffs began over the weekend. All right? It began on Saturday, but we had some games yesterday. Game one yesterday, Heat and the Celtics. Celtics take that game 114-94. But I'm telling y'all, if y'all didn't watch it, that game was a lot worse than what this score was. I know the score is 20, but it was worse than that. I'm just looking at it, it was worse than that. The Mavs fall to the Clippers 109-97. The Bucks get by the Pacers 109-94. And the Thunder squeeze, just get by the Pelicans at home 94 92. So those are your scores yesterday, folks. And to definitely get into it. Also over the weekend, Devin Haney gets knocked down 3 times in an upset when Ryan Garcia wins that fight. So if you didn't see that, I'm sure you can probably catch that on YouTube or something somewhere or another or wherever. But more importantly, we have playoff basketball to talk about. We are definitely going to talk Sixers, Knicks game one. And you know, sprinkle some other stuff in there too. Bring my scores back for a second so I can see where I want to start with this. You know, again, this is like I told y'all, my most favorite time of the year is NCAA tournament time, March Madness. This is like NBA playoffs is like my second favorite sports time of the year. So let's talk about the games yesterday before we get into our Sixers talk. All right, with y'all, you know, let me know if y'all want to do something different, but I'm sure it's okay with y'all. So we're going to talk about these games. And like I said, I'm going to start with the Heat and Celtics game. Again, like I mentioned to you guys, it was not all, well, it was kind of what a lot of people expected, but I think a little bit more. Again, like I said, they did still win by 20, but if you watched any of that game, it was much different than what the final score actually tallied up to be. There were moments when it looked like Boston pretty much knew everything or whatever type of defense that Miami was trying to play against them, and they still just like did everything and anything that they wanted. You know, a lot of people are probably going to make reference to the foul, the incident with Caleb Martin and Jason Tatum. And I joked a little bit about it this morning at work. I said, oh, like these guys are, this guy, he pounced up like that. It's great to see that. You know, that's kind of what you want to see. But if he didn't feel that last night after that game, he going to feel it today. Okay. A tailbone falling right back on your back, all your weight coming down on your back like that after jumping in the air and also being bumped while you were in the air. And of course, people at the time, in the moment, in the heat of the moment, they looked at it, of course, because of the severity of the fall. I don't think it was a dirty play. I think it was just an awkward situation in the timing on how both of those two players attempted to attack the ball on that rebound. So, yeah, I don't think it was a dirty play. And you saw immediately, if you watch the replay, you saw immediately Caleb Martin did, like, look down and, like, maybe say, you all right, you good, something. He did say something to him. So it wasn't, like, anything. It didn't appear to be anything malicious. It didn't appear to be something other than a basketball play as well. But Jimmy Butler's out for Miami. And I've been saying this. Even with their run to the finals last year, they are well coached, of course. We know that. That they have some pieces. They have a lot of pieces. The one thing that I think they lack that, in my opinion, could help them a lot is getting a legit center. They start Bam Adebayo at the 5 spot, but he's not even 6'9". Okay. So, against certain opponents, certain moments in games, he may struggle. They showed that they kind of need Jimmy Butler on the court. I know there was some talk about a rift or a little rift between him and Tyler Hero the other night. I mean, it is what it is. Competitive nature of players and the way that they handle things. And I just, sometimes I get a little disturbed when those types of things hit the media. And for me, if that was something there, like, and I believe it was on the team bus. So, like, somebody in the organization had to leak that. if it got out. So that's the deal where I'm saying I have a real difference of opinion than that with some, a lot of other media facets that, that get stuff like that and run with it. And then they make it seem like it's a heavy, heavy incident. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is. But again, the bottom line is, if I remember correctly, when I first saw it, I think I read that it was on the team bus. So if it was on the team bus, like it's on the team bus, there's no media on the team bus. So if that got out, social media, interweb, you know what I mean, internet, whatever like that, then somebody on that bus, somebody within the organization leaked that to get it out. You know, or only other way I could, only way I could see the media having wind of it is if it happened like right as they were getting on the bus after the game, or as immediately after they were getting off the bus, getting to their hotel or wherever they stayed. It's the only way I could see media getting a whiff of it. So again, like I said, that type of information for me, I don't like it. I disagree with it because again, it appears to be that someone from the organization could have possibly leaked it. And that's something that you just don't do. It's kind of like when we talked a few weeks ago, I talked to you guys, I talked about that locker room thing. It's like, if you've been in the locker room, it's certain things that stay in the locker room. It's things, like they say, like I said, I mentioned it even then, like the old saying, everybody knows what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. A lot more times than not, what happens, conversations that go on in that locker room are supposed to stay in that locker room. But who knows? Who am I? All right. Now Celtics are up 1-0 as expected in that series. Depending on the health of Jimmy Butler and what I saw yesterday, you could possibly be looking at a sweep in this series. I don't know. The Heat might get one, and like I said, that. For all the thing, all intents and purposes, for the Heat's sake, it depends on, they're going to go, I think, on the health of Jimmy Butler. And if he can't go until they go home, you know, they could possibly arguably be down 0-2. That's the position that you don't want to be in with an injury that he has and playing the number one seed in the East. Pacers, Bucks. Again, the Pacers fall to the Bucks 109-94. A lot of people heard a lot of chatter this morning, and people were surprisingly right talking about the game that Tyrese Halliburton had yesterday. And people were like, well, where was he? He was missing, and then yada, 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 and this and that, and this and that. Youth. That team had an amazing run for 82 games. Once the playoffs start, you go into the playoffs 0-0. And whatever you did in 82 games, now at this point, doesn't even matter. It's a brand new season. It's a brand new ball game. So again, they had a hell of a season. They did. For them to be that young. So for me, looking at Tyrese Halliburton in the game that he had yesterday, I could say youth. I can say him not being in that position fully prior to this. And when I say that, I mean being the full-time starter at point guard. This is his first time in the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. Because he played, I think, in Sacramento. He was a backup. So yeah, this is like his first time in that leader role, point guard, starting point guard role in the playoffs. So, I don't know. It's the Bucks. So the Bucks got one. Dame had, I think, 35 yesterday. I don't know what to expect from Milwaukee on a nightly basis, because just few weeks ago, there was even chatter. It was chatter about possibly moving on from Dame Lillard, things of other nature. Now they have Doc Rivers as the coach. Their defense has been horrible for years. It's still horrible. They don't have Giannis, and I don't know how well it's going to play out. Again, this is another series I would say is going to go for one team on the health of their other star. I think that is the only thing that I have to say about the Pacers. It's like I said, they had a really good season. Again, like I just mentioned myself, that doesn't even matter now. So I think their youth is what's going to get them. And you got some championship players and some veterans, a lot of veterans over there on Milwaukee. So those guys know how to win. They've been in playoffs runs. They've been deep in the playoffs. And like I said, most of that team that's there now were on the championship team, and they know how to win the championship. So like the Bucks in that series. The Mavs and the Clippers. Going into this series, I kind of digressed a little bit, and I thought about past series. And it was just because the mention of, and over the past 3-5 years, this is the third time that the Mavs and the Clippers have faced each other in the first round. I'm getting my numbers all twisted up here. I don't know what's going on with me today. So I felt going in, aside from that, I felt like going in, just from what I had seen throughout the season and the few times that they played, that I felt, and the past playoff series, that I felt like the Mavs kind of had the Clippers number. Yesterday was a different story. They had a really good game from James Harden. The one thing that has the Clippers somewhat on my mind, and I mentioned this to somebody earlier today, is I think this is their last shot with this unit. Kawhi got extended. Paul George is a free agent. James Harden is going to be a free agent. I'm not sure about Russell Westbrook, but I mentioned the fact that somebody may not be there next year, or a couple somebodies may not be there next year. I feel like for the Clippers, I think one of their toughest decisions is going to be how they're going to attack and how they're going to handle the James Harden and Paul George both being free agents. You know, there's a lot of traction, a lot of rumors about the Sixers being interested in Paul George. Didn't have a great game yesterday, but those are the rumors. That's the chatter, the talk that's floating around, that has been floating around as the season trickled off and then entering the playoffs. James Harden's going to want a big contract, one that he didn't get here. So they're going to have to make a decision with that, especially, and freaky thing, they're up 1-0, but a freaky thing, if they don't get out of the first round, and if they get to, or if they get there and they get to the second round, they get bumped out in the second round. You kind of would have to think the normalcies of the NBA. They would have some talks and they would listen to some things, some teams about taking some players off their hands or offering players or letting them seek deals and making a decision that way to see if they want to match or who they would want to match and bring back or who they just want to sign outright in free agency. So they got some decisions to make. On that one, I'm kind of stuck now with this series, so I'm going to let that one ride for a little bit right now. Pelicans and the Thunder. Zion Williams is out. Williamson is out. Thunder are a young, emerging team. And the scary thing about this Thunder team is the fact that they're pretty much the bulk of their roster should be there to grow together. So if things were to work, you know, things were to work out, right, in an ideal situation, things were to work out, and everyone on that roster was there maybe, let's say, 2 more, 3 more years down the line, they could be very well in conversations with the Lakers, the Nuggets, Suns, and such out west. So they are coming. They're emerging, and they're still rising. I feel like for them, in this instance, it was good that they got the Pelicans, because I think they can match. I think they match up with the Pelicans a little bit better in the first round. And this could be for them to get a first round series win and get some playoff, you know, get some playoff chew under their tongue. Get some playoff miles on their tires and under their belts. And I think that this will help them, like if they don't go far, it'll help them next season anyway, regardless, because they're in the playoffs now. But I think they can get by this series, because I think they match up well with the Pelicans. But I think with the injury to Zion Williamson, I think the Thunder can get by them and prove some things and move on to the second round. And then, you know, then they, I think they will might pose or might encounter some difficulties and have some issues in proceeding on past the second round, depending on who that opponent is. So, with that being said, that is your recap, or my recap, of Sunday's playoff game. So, tonight, coming up tonight, three games in the NBA, three game twos. Magic, Cavs, Sixers, Knicks, Lakers, Nuggets. We're going to go in right now. We're going to talk some Sixers. So, the Sixers lose by 7. Joel Embiid threw the ball off the glass, landed frequently and awkwardly on that knee. He was injured. Apparently, he wasn't himself when he came back on the floor. Yada, yada, yada. Knicks fans are in their glory. They're up 1-0 for them. This is probably, arguably, a series win for them. And what bothered me initially after the game was the stuff that I read, and I accidentally left it at home. There was an article that said there's no way that the Sixers can beat the Knicks in this playoff series. I don't know where people get this stuff from. It was on SB Nation. I forget who actually was the author of the article. But are people forgetting that, one, this is the reigning MVP, as you're talking about? Two, prior to the injury, he was looking like a repeat league-wide MVP. And people are going to say, yeah, but he's injured. He gets injured all the time. Yeah. And again, I say, yesterday, on a bum knee, he still handed out 29. Sixers had moments when they were up, at a point when they were up at they were up 13. When I tell y'all people who I think the weak link is, y'all going to trip, because y'all going to say, oh, y'all going to think, he just got something for. Give me a minute. He still gave up 29. So, getting back to the article I saw, they talked about one issue. I think it's Mitchell Wiggins and Isaiah Hartenstein are their bigs. Okay. They talked about the two-man pick-and-roll game between Isaiah Hartenstein and Jalen Brunson. What in the world have these people been watching? The only threat in that pick-and-roll is Jalen Brunson. It's the only threat in that pick-and-roll. These people are talking like Joel Embiid can hold a candle to a 50% Joel Embiid. He's a little bit more than 50% right now. And you have to understand, people, I get it. He's hurt a lot. All right, I get it. It's something that we have to live with here, because he's here and that's what's going to happen. We know it. But the guy's coming off of a serious knee injury. He's working his way back in. He's the focal point of the team. So I think now it's on Nick Nurse and the other coaches and the rest of his teammates to do some things, make some adjustments to make these things, make some things a little bit easier for Joel Embiid. On the flip side of that as well, Joel Embiid has to go into the game with an aggressive mind frame. All right? He has to go into it with an aggressive mind frame, aggressive mind state. If he doesn't, you're going to bring this these kinds of conversations that came up. I even go back to the Miami Heat game, and they talked about, when Kevin Love was guarding him, he only did this, and he didn't figure out the zone because it caught the Sixers off guard. If you go back and watch the game, it was no movement around this zone, so he was getting rid of the ball. There were no shots. Nobody was moving. So, of course, Kevin Love's going to lean on him. He's injured, people, and I get it. People are going to say, injured, but he's playing. I get it. But what I don't like and what I don't understand is what I feel like is the total disrespect. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, two-man game, pick and roll, Isaiah Hartenstein and Jalen Brunson. I'm telling y'all right now, I've watched enough basketball. Jalen Brunson is the only threat in that pick and roll. Again, I say, full tilt, Sixers win that game yesterday with a healthier Embiid. Again, even with the health he's in now, I don't feel like Isaiah Hartenstein and Mitchell Wiggins can hold his you-know-what strap. I think our link, that's the weak link, is the player that I've been talking to you guys about for the past couple years and how I felt about him and his inconsistency. And this is who I felt like it was. 7 points yesterday. You played a little bit in the Miami game. You played a little bit. You get to this game, an opportunity to steal one. You get another opportunity tonight, though, but an opportunity to steal one right out the gate. Punch him in the mouth. Your star player, your big man, is playing on one leg, still gives up 29, and you only give up 7. I saw a lot of the things I told you all that I felt about him for the longest time. I don't understand how he gets small. He goes to the basket in a driving lane. He only goes and finishes hard or strong when it's a clear lane. That's pretty much it. When he's driving and attacking and somebody's there to defend, he gets small. I don't understand how he cannot score on smaller players in the post when they're guarding him. So I think in typical Tobias Harris fashion, he may have a little bit better game today, or he may be on the bench a little bit more, and a lot more of those minutes go to Kelly Oubre and Nick Batum. Also, one of the things that I like about the Sixers team and the coaching staff, and it's just like the things I said about Doc, it's just who he is. He's in his ways. He's one of the older coaches in his ways. Nick Nurse is kind of like what Kyle Lowry said, and I quote, he wants to win. He has a great basketball mind, and he'll make a lot of adjustments. Again, it's up to the players to go out and execute those adjustments. Again, like I said, I think Joel has to come into this game with the chip on his shoulder and show them that I'm still Joel Embiid. I'm a little banged up, but I'm still Joel Embiid. We have to play a lot better perimeter defense. I don't feel comfortable with Josh Hart getting 22 points. But also, on the flip side of that, I don't think he's going to shoot that well the entire series. We did well on Jalen Brunson. Held him, I think, another like 20. Did well on him, which is fine. And then that's really all you have to speak about. One of the things that I did say a week ago, looking forward to this possible matchup, was the fact that the Knicks have three players on their team that have played a ton of basketball together. The Villanova guys, Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, and Dante DiVincenzo, played a ton of basketball together. So when they're on the court together, things are pretty easy for them. And I understand it because, like I said, it's a basketball thing. It's a continuity. They know each other. They played a ton of basketball together, not just a ton of basketball. They played a ton of basketball together. Been in moments, big moments together. So, you know, they can handle it. So it's easy for them. I think the Knicks, yes, the Knicks have had a hell of a season. No, no reason. Again, like I say, 82 games means nothing right now. They are riding the wave with this one win. And I give you all the credit. Y'all beat us. It's no other way to explain it. I could say 7 points, which what it was. You could say 2 points. Could say 20 points. Whatever. Y'all beat us. Y'all got one game. Y'all up 1-0. We play again tonight. We back at battle tonight. And I think, again, it's going to be a dogfight. But I think the pride that I see on this Sixers team, that I've seen throughout the season on this Sixers team, and the moxie when they made those adjustments and came out in that second half against Miami in the play-in. I think this is a game where the Sixers get, they steal this one, and they come back home tied 1-1. And we have a new series then. I also feel like they can win this series. I felt like the Sixers can win the series in six. I still feel that way. But what I said from the beginning and what I'll say again now is after what we saw yesterday, it's now incumbent on the coaching staff and the players after the coaching staff figures it out. Make the adjustments, and somehow we have to get Joel Embiid aggressive early, and we have to make adjustments to make the game easier for him, to get him in a rhythm. Once he gets in a rhythm, then it's a no-brainer. Everything else is icing on the cake after that, because we know what he can do once he gets in the rhythm. I mean, like Tim Legler said at one point, he said he's going to make shots. He's going to do that. He's Joel Embiid. He's not, you know, he's hurt, but he's still Joel Embiid. You know, so I think we have to get him comfortable early. Again, like I said, he has to be aggressive. He has to go in there and with the mind frame that I'm the Joel Embiid prior to the injury, and I know it's not there. But it's one of those psychological things that athletes go through when they're coming back off injuries. And then they have a game that they had. And then it's like, it's crazy. But again, because I said, the way he played and the way the game turned out, he still ended up with 29 points. Imagine if what happened outside of basketball didn't happen in that game the other night. Sixers win. If Tobias Harris gives us more than 7 points, Sixers win. So I think the Sixers can beat the Knicks in a series. 7-game series. I don't think it's going to go 7. Like I said, I think the Sixers can take them in 6. We won game behind the whistle. All right. But you got to win 4 to go move on. So neither one of us have 4 wins. You're right. People don't say, yeah, but y'all ain't got none. Yeah, we don't have 1 yet. But still, 6 more games left in this series. 6 more games. And you're telling me the Sixers are not going to win this series. Again, like I said, the disrespect with the way that they're talking about the Joel Embiid because he's injured and this and that. Dude, like, I don't understand what y'all are looking at. I don't understand if y'all read the box scores. Like, numbers don't lie. Again, the dude is playing on one leg and he still dropped 29 on y'all. But this is supposed to be such a great matchup that they can handle it. Yo, those dudes, like I said, in my opinion, basketball-wise, neither one of those two dudes can hold anything to Joel Embiid, a 50% Joel Embiid even, if you will, if you want me to go there. I don't think I can do it on 50% Joel Embiid. And, I mean, it shows because he still had 29. I mean, they lost, but, again, he still had 29. Like I said, for all that talk that they're talking about, how they playing him and this and that, he still gave him 29. It wasn't an easy 29, whatever, but it was still 29. It wasn't 2, it wasn't 9, it was 29. So understand, people, you are still talking about the reigning MVP of the league. Again, arguably, prior to injury, a repeat MVP of the league. Definitely a scoring champ. Prior to the injury, he was on his way to being the scoring champ again one more time. So we know what this dude can do. We know what happened yesterday. We know what happened, on Saturday. We know. We saw it. Knicks fans outside burning Joel Embiid's jersey. But here's the ironic thing. They're talking to smack and whatever. So what are they going to do? And I'm being facetious here just a little bit. What do they say when someone brings to their attention, oh, but, you know, you guys are allegedly and reportedly heavy on the trail to see what's going on with Joel Embiid. If he decides that he might want to be traded or might want to move, you guys are like, got your fishing line ready, ready to pounce. So how does this work? You guys are burning the jersey. Then if so, that were to happen, then he would be on your team. What would you do then? You would argue that he's still Joel Embiid, like I'm sitting here doing for my guy right now. So Knicks fans, you got us. You got one. We definitely give you that. You know, I'm not a guy that's going to sit here. I'm not one of those fans that's going to, oh, well, you know, it was this and then whatever. Listen, dude was injured. He still gave y'all 29. Again, like I said, I saw some things. And like I said, if Tobias Harris gives us more than 7 points, he's supposed to be our third scorer. And you give us 7. Maxi gave us 20-something or maybe 30. Tobias Harris, 7. And the crazy thing, he's a free agent, but somebody's going to pay him. It's going to happen. Mark my words. Somebody else is going to pay him. Just hopefully, God, it won't be us again. For all intent purposes, you know, I feel like you should give Kelly Oubre some of that money after you pay Maxi. I feel like you should try and convince Nick Batum to stay around, and then you go get another stud. Somebody that can fill the shoes that Tobias Harris could not fill fully. You dig? You feel me? That's where I'm at with that. So tonight, 7:30 p.m. I think tonight on TNT, Sixers-Knicks. I'm sure the second game is to the West game. So the second game is the Lakers-Nuggets game 2 there. I like the Nuggets in that series. I like that Nuggets in 5 there. The Magic, again, I think the youth is going to get to the Magic. I think the Cavs are going to beat them maybe in 5 as well. And again, I like the Sixers versus the Knicks. I like the Sixers in 6. All right, tonight in the Major League Baseball, the A's and the Yankees, the Phillies are in Cincy to face off against the Reds, the Brewers and the Pirates, the Tigers and the Rays, the Marlins and the Braves, the Blue Jays and the Royals, the White Sox and the Twins, Diamondbacks, Cardinals, Padres, Rockies, Orioles, Angels, Mets, Giants. NHL playoffs game 2. Game 2s, Maple Leafs, Bruins, Islanders, Hurricanes, and game 1s, Golden Knights, Stars, Kings, Oilers. So, for everybody that saw my post earlier, and thanks to everybody that tuned in, Rasul, I didn't give you a shout-out way to you, but my guy, Rasul215, I had to work, fam, on your joint, and I forgot about it, forgot to take off. But we're going to link up, we'll get together, you know, still got your seat up here, waiting for you to get up here and join me one Monday afternoon now that I'm here 4 o'clock now, so we can definitely talk and make that happen. You guys saw my post and you saw my weekend where I was at. It was down in DC. Had a great time down there. I thoroughly enjoyed the Wu-Tang concert. Again, like I said, I got some clips up. I may post some more clips a little bit later. But nice little getaway, nice little ride. Ran into a couple friends, you know, they weren't down there with me, but they were down there as well. Had a surprise guest from Memphis Bleek, as I showed you in my post. So I had a really good weekend. You know, came back to Philly yesterday. Got ready for the show and then got ready for work. Things that just, and I'm here chilling with you guys. So, finally, in closing, again, told you guys last week, I got tickets. AZ at the City Winery, May the 1st, 7:30 show. Told you guys, gave you guys one question, nobody responded. Gave you guys a second question, nobody responded. So, we're going to stick with that second question. In order to win a pair of tickets, CAZ, hang out with your boy, meet and greet, enjoy some good hip-hop music at City Winery. Name all the statues, the players or figures that have statues. Sixers organization figures that have statues in front of the practice facility. Name them all for me. So what you want to do is you want to get in my DM at SportsRapCEO on Instagram and my messages, SportsRap Podcast LLC, the group page on Facebook. It's the only where I'm taking responses because I'm live on both. So Instagram and Facebook. in my message, give me the list of all the people who have statues, all the Sixers, former Sixers, who have statues in front of the Sixers practice facility, and you can win yourself a pair of tickets to see AZ at the City Winery. Again, like I told you, if you've never been to the City Winery, it is a nice little, somewhat intimate, quaint place, but it's enjoyable. I guarantee if you get these tickets or if you go there for your first time, you will definitely enjoy it and go back. Folks, thanks everyone who tuned in today. And I know it's a lot more people that tuned in. I see somebody on Facebook that didn't tell me who it was. Lowell Rich, coach, thank you for tuning in as always. My guy, Rasul215, thanks for tuning in on Instagram. Jay Blake, I missed you, but I'm sure you tuned in and you will probably catch this. Video is going to go up. I'm going to try and get it up today. Worst case scenario, to go up tomorrow on YouTube. You know that channel. So, again, thanks for everybody that tuned in. I appreciate y'all. Definitely thank y'all for the support. I am not going to be in studio for a full show next Monday, but I'm going to have something for y'all. Y'all know that I won't leave y'all stranded. I'll definitely have something for you. I just won't be a full tilt. Anyway, you know where to find me. TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at SportsRap CEO. Facebook, SportsRap Podcast LLC is the group page there. Webpage, sportsrapradio.com. You can get the audio when I let you know it's up on iHeart, Google, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, and most of your podcast outlets. YouTube, search Sports Rap TV as the channel. Get over there. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you also like some videos over there. There's plenty of videos over there, plenty of good content over there. Make sure you get over there, check them out. Like the videos that you like, your favorites, and then hit that bell to make sure you are alerted when new content is up. And then finally, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to do the same things. All right. Also, if you haven't done it already, the mobile app is up and running, available on iOS and on the Google Play Store. Just type in your search bar, Heat 100 Radio Online, and download it and take us with you wherever you go. Enjoy the nice weather outside, folks. It's nice out there. Enjoy this Monday. If you're getting off work, take your time getting home. It's going to be some traffic because it's a nice day. I hope it's going to be a nice day. So take your time. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the nice weather outside. You can roll the windows down. Enjoy it. Be safe, folks. Be great on purpose. Talk to y'all next Monday for a little bit. But I'll see y'all all week on social media. Peace.